just like to start giving a shrach leidah to Kadosh Baruch Hu this past Mosh Shabbos. Wife gave birth to a little girl. The Gemara on Shabbos, and that Kuf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Hayoledet, the first 3 days after she gives birth, whether she says Trichani or Loi Trichani, whether she says she needs something, does not need it, person has the right to Mechal Shabbos for Yoledes within the first 3 days, which is right now for my wife. Within the first 3 days, you have right to Mechal Shabbos. The Mechaber brings it down Lalocho in Simin Shem Lamed in Sif Dalet. So to go through the Inyonim of the Kof Nefesh, for Be'ikr, all the Lachos are Refor, which is very common, happens all the time, the Lachos are Refor on Shabbos, to go to try to understand it. Says in Pashim Mishpatim, Apostolic, Hirapa Yirape.
3 days
even as manazeh, machlok is be'eslays and ameslays. But even as manazeh. Potim Pashim Mishpatim says, Verapa Yirape. Gemara Babakamo Nachoimu and Apehei Omanalov, the Gemara says, Mikan, Shinosu Shus, the Roy for the Rapais. Over here we see a person has a right for a doctor to heal him. It's brought down that way in Yeredeo, in Simin Shinlam Avok. Not only do you have a right, but it's a mitzvah to Mirapa a person who is sick. And anyone who doesn't, Hamanea Hari Shaytef Domin. The Mechaber says the person has a mitzvah and we go with the monk that we shun, Machal Yishanim, but we go with the monk the Lacha, that anyone who does not Mirapa somebody else is Shaytef Domin. So if the person has the right to Mirapa himself, and if not, then the right is Shaytef Domin. So to understand, to go to the Lacha is, you first have to know there are different levels in the Chaylo. There are 5 separate levels of a person being sick. 5 levels. There's a Chaylo, Shayesh Bay Sakana. There's a chayla of sakana's aver. The 3rd level is a chayla she'im by sakana. A 4th level is mixas chayli. And the 5th level is a mechush ba'alma. Those are the names of the 5 levels. Now what does each one mean? To explain each one. The 1st level is a chayla she'ish by sakana. That means a person that he has a matzah b'kof nefesh. Something is dangerous to his life. Lav dafka we know for sure. The mechaber in Simen Shin Chav Ches in Sifov says even a sakana. Mishavua in Simon Shin Lamed says, Yoledes, the loch of Yoledes is she is the matzah b'koach nefesh. Says the Mishavua, even though 1 in 1,000 something happens to, but the Maisa, since it's even a chashash rochuk, it's nichel together of b'koach nefesh. Person is a matzah that is dangerous for his life, the matzah of b'koach nefesh. Lamoshul, person gets bitten by a wild dog, maybe it's dangerous, he has rabies or something, matzah b'koach nefesh. Someone gets bitten by a snake, not sure if it's poisonous or not. Person has simonim of a heart attack, he has signs that he has a heart attack, even though he's not know for sure. Or let's say it's a mako in his halal, or a mako in the parasol. These are the cases that Shulchan Aruch bring down. The economic person has a right to Michal Shabbos for Shabbos. The Mechaber in Zion says, in Simen Shin Chav Ches, the Loch Zerfu on Shabbos is Be'ikah Simen Shin Chav Ches. And we'll mention, whenever I say Sif, it's in Simen Shin Chav Ches. Over there in Sif Zayin, it says that even a person that gets a high fever is a matzah b'koach nefesh. How high is a high fever? So Moshe and Shuvan, Erechayim, and Chelik Aleph, he finds even something higher than 102. He says it can even be less than that, it can be more than that. But anything above 102 is a matzah b'koach nefesh, even Michal Shabbos. Doing to this, the Orlatian in Shuvan, in Chelik Beis, in Perek Lam Avav, says it's 39 Celsius. 39 is 102.2. Japai, the mason of the same site, that's the nichel negedah of b'koch nefesh. Avada, of course, depends on the person, upon the matziv, it can even be less and it can be higher. But around that is a chash rachuk upon a person. A person has a right to Michal Shabbos. Well, that's the first level, the level of b'koch nefesh. The second level is a konus aver. A person is afraid he's going to lose an arm, a limb, a finger, or any aver that's got cut off by accident, and let's say you're going to have to put it back on. I love Michal Shabbos for that. That's the second level full of Sakonis Aver. Shlomazam and Shuvah and Chalavayz, Sim Lam Avav, says, Lav Dafko, if it's a Vada Sakonis Aver, even if it's Suffolk, even a Suffolk, if you're going to lose the limb, also, Nichol Gedo of Sakonis Aver. The third level is a Choli Yishayim by Sakonah, which is the most common for people, which means, according to the Ran explains that it's talking about a person, Neufel Mishkov. A person that needs bed rest, he needs to go lie down in bed. But the way how the Magen Mishnah explains, his whole entire guf became weak. So the Mechaber and the Amor, and Sif Yud Zayin, bring down this Magen Mishnah and the Ran, and says, Acholi She'im HaSakana, it means a person needs either bed rest, or his whole entire guf is weak. L'moshel, person gets the flu, he has to stay in bed, That's a choli she'im v'sakadam. Says in Nishma Shabbos, not after he goes in bed, even if he's waiting to be in bed. I mean, sometimes a person cannot be in bed. He has responsibilities. He has children to take care of. He's going to go do things. He has a Christ. He has to be in yeshiva for whatever reason. So even though as long as he's right to be in bed, that's a choli she'im v'sakadam, whether he goes to bed or not. Nishma Shabbos. It's a heilige sefer. On Simchat Chofkas. Hudin, another example they speak about is a migraine headache. That weakens the whole entire goof of the person. He might not need bed rest, but he gets very sharp with the whole entire goof. That's also lichon together of a chola she'ein by sakana. The fourth level is a mixas choli. A mixas choli is basically a person who has a pain in a localized area. He certainly has pain, he feels the pain, but it's a certain area localized in one specific area. The marshal, an average headache. A regular headache that a person has, he feels in his head, it could be pounding. However, his body is not shvach, he does not need bed rest, but he feels it, he still feels the pain. It's called a mixas choli. An average heartburn is the same thing. It's a localized area, he feels the pain definitely. However, it does not weaken his whole entire group, does not need bed rest. What? So, usually toothache will be the same thing. Usually, we're not going to involve the tooth in the Shulchan Aruch, it says Nichlam Koch Nefesh. In those days, you have no Pizman, that might be the or not. The last level is the Mechesh Ba'almo. Means Tam, you feel something, it could be a little bit of pain, it could be even no pain at all. But Maisa, you feel it, the Marshal, aside a minor sore throat. You feel it, it doesn't bother you, it bothers you a little bit. But no, you can go on, a slight heartburn. These things are called a mechesh ba'almo. It's very small, it might cause no tzar, a little bit of tzar, but that time it doesn't really bother you. But those are the five different levels. The lochas, the common lochas, they get to each level. And I'll try to go through the lochas this week and next week, both weeks, and try to go slowly, filling and dividing them up into two different sections. First, in a chali sheish b'sakana, first in the matzav of a koch nefesh. So again, already mentioned, was a matzav of Safak, even the chashash rochok, a person has a right to mechal Shabbos for a chali sheish b'sakana. It says in Mechaber, in Sefeis, that a mitzvah mechal alov is a Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to mechal alov for a person in a chali sheish b'sakana. It's a mitzvah, v'adzorit harei de meshubach, if you want to go do it, it's meshubach. If you ask what to do, you're shayfach domen. You go run to do it, it's a mitzvah to do it, and if someone asks about it, shayfach domen. The Mechaber says it three times in Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sef Beis, in Sif Yud Gimel, in Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Aleph. Three times, a mitzvah to mechal lov is a Shabbos. Vada person has a mitzvah, vada you should. Let's say you went to mechal Shabbos for a person who you thought was matzim koch nefesh, and he came back, he wasn't. You went to go drive the car, or go do something, but etzim was not needed. Do you have to do tshuva for that? Ma'asi Mechal Shabbos. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen Shin Lamadal, Tzivkon Ayin Ches, Ein Tzor Kapara Klal. Ma'asi, you did what you're supposed to do, you are Zoraz, Harizim Meshubach, and you don't need a Kapara at all. Va'oi, the Mechaber in Siv Tezvav, says, not only Ein Tzor Kapara Klal, it's a Schar Toiv Me'eth HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get Schar for it. Don't need a Kapara, and you get Schar for it. Now, what is the reason a person has a right to Mechal Shabbos for a Chaylo? So the Gemara in Yuma and Pehei on the base, the Gemara has seven different reasons. Maskono, the Gemara comes out and says the first six reasons the Gemara does not like, because maybe you have a right to Mechal Shabbos dafka by a Badai B'Koch Nefesh. Who says you have a right to Mechal Shabbos by a Sofik B'Koch Nefesh, which you have a right to? Who is the Makar for a Sofik? The Gemara says in the Pasuk V'Chai B'Hem. V'Chai B'Hem V'Lei Shiyamas B'Hem. A person should live by the Torah and should not die, therefore you know you have a right to Mechal Shabbos even for a Sofik. This pasuk, Mishavua being Zan, it's a God in Dalit, Echnami, Techai Behem, that's why you have right to Mechal Shabbos. There is another pasuk in the Gemara. The Gemara says, being Zan the pasuk, Vishamu b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. What's Vishamu b'nei Yisrael as Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Chil alav Shabbos echot, Te'lishmo Shabbos is habe. Person has a right to Mechal one Shabbos, this one Shabbos, in order to make sure he won't, that other Shabbos will be able to mitzvahs, should not be Mechal other Shabbos. So this reason, Gemara fell off from it, why? Because maybe a badai and not a sofik. However, this reason is brought down halacha. In Simen Shinvav, the Mechav brings down a case that someone took away somebody's daughter, led to be taken away, to be in the Shematar Mitzvah, to be a Gishmat, to a monastery, taken away. Do you have a right to Mechal Shabbos to go out of the Tchum, or to go to any malacha, to go save your daughter? The Mechaber says, yes, you have a right to Mechal Shabbos to go save your daughter from being Gishmat. Why is it in the Mishnah Berurah? B'shamu bnei Yisrael l'shul Shabbos. They write to b'chal this Shabbos. Why is it all of the Shabbos of your daughter b'shamu Shabbos? But that's the Shaitzin. That's a Gemara in Daftal Pesach and Shabbos. Maybe you won't have it. You're lying. Achloik is Eliyahu b'Shaitzin. But without getting a shaykh b'shul, the master you take her away. Then you have right to b'chal Shabbos. Why? You have right to b'chal one Shabbos. The other Shabbos should be shamer. Now, what does it mean, chilulah? That means they want to take away to make her frown. You have to take it back to keep make her from to make her shema other shabbosim. Now, this din of shema Shabbos. Again, the Gemara says. That's the shaylo. The Gemara again said we do not like this reason why, because maybe only a badei right to b'chal Shabbos and not a sofik. Not a sofik. Now the maskono, you have a shem of bnei yisrael Shabbos. Then the Rashi explains. We see from Chayvim Sofik. So by now, this reason of a shem of bnei yisrael Shabbos maskono, the reading of the Gemara sounds like you have no heter for a Sofik, only for vaday. That means, let's say you want to save your daughter, and maybe she and a family won't want to be shem of Shabbos. You have no right to mechal Shabbos for her. Is that true or not? Macholikis apoliskim. The Shulchan Aruch Harav and Simon Shemlov at the end says, once we have the pasuk of Chayvim, that's Megalas, Yekmechal Shabbos, for Bekuach Nefesh, Sai, for Abadai, and Sai for Sofik, who didn't have Shom Bnei Yisrael Shabbos, you have right to Mechal one Shabbos for Kama Shabbos, who didn't Sai for Abadai and Sai for Sofik? That's you want to tie up, Losh Nefesher. We want to say it's a Giloi, that Echnami, but all cases, that's not for Chayvim. Saving your daughter is not for Chayvim, it's only her Ruchnias. Therefore, in that case, Echnami, Yekmechal Shabbos, Sai for Sofik, Sai for Abadai. However, the Netziv in Shilto disagrees. Shilto kufs samach zayin sivkot and yud zayin. He's saying chat in Toisvis in Bar Metzio on Kufidal on Beis. Toisvis over there says, "Yes, the kasha. How can Eliyahu Novi, who was a coin, be matamo to Benat Safartit? Benat Safartit was a child who passed away, who was dead, Tomei, and he's a coin. How can he go into Runa and go be matamo him? And for Toisvis, it's borrowed to him that he will be able to do Bekuach Nefesh and do Tchias Amesim. It was borrowed to him." In fact, the Tziv borrowed him, even to Sofik. Sofik gave a right to Mechal Shabbos. So the Tziv, when Shaul is dead, there's no Vachai Behem. Vachai Behem means someone's alive. There's no Vachai Behem. What do you have left? V'shem b'nei Yisrael l'Shabbos. You Mechal one Shabbos, all to be shem other Shabbosim. You left only v'shem b'nei Yisrael l'Shabbos. Zoktoisvus has to be borrowed, has to be a case of Vatai. A Sofik gave no right to Mechal Shabbos. I mean, I'll come out Nafkamino by saving your daughter. Let's say Atzkishmad only by a Vada, not by a Sofik. So Chut Machloikis Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Netziv. Now we're saying the word are you have right to Mechal this Shabbos? Why in all the other Shabbos to be Shomer? Is that in all the Shabbos? Let's say your person will live only one more minute. You can save him to live one more minute, one more day, two more days. There's no Indian of being Mechal this Shabbos. So there on the sugya itself, the Michtam im Sofim on Michtam im Sofim Chafayim Leveis, the Ban Tosh the Odom on Mechavtes. And the Meiri, you say, Lav Dafka means for Shabbos. It means any, even one more minute. Lashon of the Meiri is, why? Afil Sho Achas, even for 1 second, Shabba Eisha Sho, Yisha Beliba Yisvada. Because in that 1 second, a person can go to Tshuva. 1 second of Yid is Ve'echoshim, and 1 second go to Tshuva. Lav Dafka, Rishayim other Shabbosos. As long as for 1 more second, a person can live and go to Tshuva. Or also, you have right to Mechal Shabbos, not the reason of Rishayim B'nai Yisrael, Esher Shabbos.
It
means mitzvahs. It means mitzvahs. Doesn't mean after Shabbos. A marshal of Shabbos, but means mitzvahs. It's not how the Ban says mitzvahs, the Mechtam says mitzvahs, and the Miri says shuvah, but no one says on Shabbos itself. So the Maaseh, you have right again, the Mechal Shabbos for mitzvahs. Now the Shabbos is, does the Chai Behem have the ghetto of the Shabbos of Bnei Yisrael of Shabbos? Again, the Chai Behem is the heter. For Bekuach Nefesh. Does it have the getter of you have to save a person for the sake of Shmir Shmitzvahs? Lamashal. There's a child who was being brought up by two people who Yidden, they're now Apikorsim or the Goyim even. This child is a Yid. Now you're going to save this Yid, a gal fell, a mound of bricks fell on top of the child. And you want to save it on Shabbos? Is a Yid? It's a Bamshi Yid, there's a Chai Behem. However, there's no Vishom B'nai Yisrael, will never do mitzvahs. He'll grow up thinking it's a guy, and he'll always do Averis, and he won't do mitzvahs. He thinks his parents are going, he'll always do Averis, he won't do any mitzvahs. Let's say he thinks his parents are going, and that's...
Not only
Vada, but In this case, the pasha is a person who won't be shema mitzvahs. That's a good assumption.
Not even one in a thousand.
How many goyim on the gar? This child can be megar. He thinks that he thinks he's a guy. Your mamash thinks he's a guy. So the Guinness of Rodim in Shuva and Chelik Aleph and Klal Gimel and Simon Aleph, he said that Eichnami cannot be Mechal Shabbos. True, that it's a Chayibahem. However, the Gedur is what? Shmir Samitzvahs. The Gedur is Vashem of Nei Salah Shabbos. The Gilim Marsha, Vashlam Eger and Yumo and Peheim Abeis brings down Lalocha that you can only Mechal Shabbos for persons who do Shmir Samitzvahs. The Beis Meir in Simon Shalamid, Mer Chaim, also said that you can only Mechal Shabbos for someone who can do mitzvahs. And Be'etim, it's a Michtam, it's a Rishon already, Imsachim, Chafem, and Beis, that the Chaybem only applies to someone who is going to be Shemir Torah mitzvahs in the future. He won't be Shemir mitzvahs. Fine, so nice, we have the Mikta Barishon and the Apaisim will pass in this way, the Echnami, a person has the right, has no right to Mechal Shabbos, someone who won't be Shemir mitzvahs. However, Shlomega's father, Kiveger, and Yuma, Pehem, and Beis, he writes back to the Beis Meir, you the Beis Meir, you want a Taino, that Echlam, you have no right to Mechal Shabbos, says, Avada, it says, V'chai Be'em, we don't look at the other Joshua's, don't look at Shem, they sell a Shabbos, and don't look at the other five Joshua's. The Maitre say V'chai Be'em, and we do not care anymore if it's Shem, it's not Shem, it's the Maitre says V'chai Be'em, the Maitre, it's a child, and the Maitre, it's a Yid, you have to be Shem, you have to Mechal Shabbos for it. The Mitzvah Chinuch also, in Mitzvah Lam Beis, Perch Kof Nefesh, passes in the same way. Shlomo Eger's brother-in-law, the Chassam Sefer, and Archaim Simpei Gimel also says, you have right to Mechal Shabbos, Sefer Chaim, Shlomo Kluger, and Simon Tov Reish Yud Zayin. And Betzim the Bialach also, in Simon Shinchav Tes, of Dalet, he says, he quotes this concept that maybe a person should not be Mechal Shabbos, someone would not be Shem HaMitzvah. He says, no, it says V'chai Ben. As Lash is, She'im mishpidei ha-Torah nekama v'oilom, says v'chai behem, and therefore Torah is not in the nekama, ala rachmonim, v'chesed v'shalom v'oilom. The point of Torah is rachmonim, v'chesed v'shalom, and therefore you save the child, whether we share mitzvahs or not share mitzvahs, Torah says v'chai behem. V'chai behem has come to teach us, the Torah is rachmonim, v'chesed v'shalom. So the master comes out, we have machlokes, is the get of v'chai behem share mitzvahs or not? Halacha in the Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Chav Tes, Rav Aleph always says, Sovak Nefashis Lahakul, and we always can make on Kuf Nefesh, even if you have Machlokes HaPoiskim, Chura Af Yisrael, the Halacha should be, you have right to Mechal Shabbos for a person who won't be Shem HaMitzvahs, because the Maitz is Soif Kol Soif, it says, V'chai Behem. What was the Das Yachad? No, this case is Suffolk right here. Good on both sides. This case certainly. How far is Lawson?
Why? What did the other one told?
The other
one held. That's the Gideon of that. The Shaman's the Gideon of that.
Yeah, or the way Beis Meir says, there's no machlik between the Sukkim except Suffolk and Vadai. The more is Suffolk and Vadai, the more is anything else. That means they agree to the concept of Shmuel's mitzvahs. That's what's the Mechtum already. And again, the Mechtum is right. I know where it's coming from. I know if anyone like it. I'm not getting my into it. I know where Mara Mokum is. My stuff, I can say it. The law is, by all mitzvahs, that if someone puts a gun to your head to go do it, the law is, you have a boyar, except by the Gimel of Eretz Chamuris. You have a right to be over the mitzvah in order not to get killed. Do you have a right to be machmir or not? Let's say someone puts a gun to your head and says, go eat treifas. You, if I make Ika Trevis, can you be Machmer, Machlosh Yishonim, and Tzimakuf, and Zayin, and Yeredeo, Machlosh Yishonim, and Sugyo, if you can be Machmer on Yav Velo Yarek, can be Machmer, say, the Maisa Arm be Machmer, and not eat Trevis, and he'll kill me, what can I do? The Maisa Arm be Machmer, I'll Skidish Hashem. What about the same thing on Shabbos? Betzem, there's no gun to you, there's no one threatening you. You don't want to take this medicine, you don't want to take this surgery, you don't want to do this thing, why? You want to be Machmer, I'll kill Shabbos. Does the person have a right to be Machmer on Chilul Shabbos or not? Somebody else. The case guard is over there. Wait for he has to do it. But you want to be Machmer. Do you have a right to be Machmer? The Ramban Muhammad in the end of Parakun Sarah Mara, he writes, it's also we don't find any Mara Mokum that a person has a right to Machmer for Shabbos, Viran, Numa, and Gimel Bay say the same thing. And the Radaz in Elof Kuf Lamentera says anyone who's Machmer is Chasidus Shoshtos. It's Narishkeit. To be Machmer on such a thing is Chasidus Shoshtos. And this Radaz is brought down by Kamal Poliskim, the Knesset Gdoilo, the Dagger Shuvo, the Behetiv, the Mishnah Berurah himself, it's Simon Shinchov Ches, it's the Kon Vav, says a person who's Machmer is a Chasidus of Shoshtos. The only shot I have is in the Sefer, the article Sefer, the history of the Chofetz Chaim, in English. Over there, he has a story about the Chofetz Chaim himself on page 526. He has over there during World War I, Chofetz Chaim ran away with a whole Olam from where he was. He went on a train Sunday, and they're hoping at a certain place before Shabbos. They gave enough time to get there before Shabbos. The problem was, during the war, things got very slow, we're taking his time. And it was coming before Shabbos, they're waiting to see the Chofetz Chaim, what is he going to do? They're in the middle of a field, middle of no man's land. Chofetz Chaim said, it was always easy to keep Shabbos, and if he got off the train, he got off the train in the middle of a field, he got off. Chofetz Chaim got off, got out there, the Eilim went off with him. It's at the middle of the field, Friday night, the place is very dangerous. Soldiers came past by, they were trapping him, they threw even torches at them, they bothered them. Mais, what was the heter? He'd be Machmer as Chilul Shabbos. Even the Suffolk, it might be Machmer and Chol Shabbos. This is the Mamish. They were pleading with him, please let's go back, let's go on the train, Kuch Nefesh. And he told them personally, you guys, you can go, you have a right to go. Just, I want to be Machmer. I always, he said, I'm being Machmer, I have a right to go with you. I'm being Machmer because Shabbos is always so easy for me to keep. It's he himself passing that way. He writes those words.
But that is Kuch Nefesh.
Yeah. You force him, you speak to his heart. In that case, their mamash were afraid for their lives. They didn't want to go, they're afraid, you read the story of their mamash, and all of that, people were bothering them. During the day, they got someone to watch over them, a soldier took care of them. But night, the mamash, and the people, one person in the group, got to the next town, they came back on Shabbos, drove over, tried to find the Chofetz Chaim, took a whole while until they found him, they found him at the end of Shabbos. Well, everything was fine.
Well, they were
going to
go get him on Shabbos, he's not
going to
go.
They were going to get him, with the soldiers to protect him and watch him. Maestro, he went, how do you go? So, beer. The Maestro, the swear it's been over there is Al Kiddush Hashem. Just like a person has the right to be Machman, all mitzvahs Al Kiddush Hashem. He writes over there, he did Al Kiddush Hashem. So, it could be he did Al Kiddush Hashem. So, maybe this Nichol in, so you want to say this Nichol in Kiddush Hashem. I could hear maybe, however, the Pelop, because Eilam will learn from him. Maestro, true, maybe the Chofetz Chaim Al Kiddush Hashem. But I don't see you have a right to be Machman Shabbos. I can learn. I want to learn from the Chofetz Chaim. I read the story. Why not? He was Machmer. It's a Chiddush.
Why does Shachar Shema don't mean forcing him to Yehuda? No, Shachar Shema. So what? Doesn't? No, it's Shachar Shema. The
Shema. Shachar Shema. The Yevchiv to Machal. The Yevchiv to Moshe Nefesh.
World War
1915. No, let me do that. Fine, so be on the Maisa. So again, a person, Allah al Khalapal, because a person cannot be Machma on Shabbos, Ladaka Shabbos. If you shouldn't say, let's say, on Yom Kippur, person is Matzah B'Koch Nefesh, do you have a right? You want to be Machma and not eating Yom Kippur? Says the Itzav Heter in Shai Samach Eis Ches, a person that cannot be Machma on Yom Kippur. We're down that way again, the Mishnah Berurah, Tafei Shud Ches, in Sekon Hei, that you want to be Machma, you have no right to. It's Chesidus Shoshtos. Another case they bring down, a person wants to be Machma on Pesach and not eat Matzah or Morah. Wants to eat matzah more, and he's a matzah b'koch nefesh, and he cannot eat it, it's dangerous for him. Again, the place in the Shemir Shabbos, the Paraglam Bay, the Piskei Juvis, Tavayin Gimel, and Tavayin A, said the person has no right to be machmer to eat matzah more for a mitzvah. The mice is a matzah b'koch nefesh. This is one ma'amokim that the person do say, or some say, you have a right to be machmer. Let's say a person wants, he has to eat asufur, macholis isuris. Things are a treif. A kiddua macholis yisurus on a tamtum person's leg. Babkoch nefesh or not, macholis apaiskim. But macholis yisurus, do you have a right to be machmer? So the ozirua and chelpeis, hilchus, yeledes, and ois aleph says the person does have a right to be machmer by macholis yisurus. And the last tshuva in Abin Nezer in Choshe Mishpat also says the same thing. A person has a right to be machmer by Macholos Yisuris. Now the last tshuva, I don't think it's the Abin Nezer wrote it, I think it's his father. But the Maaseh, they see this concept, a person does have a right to be machmer on Macholos Yisuris.
More than the Shabbos.
Yeah.
And the Kippur Shabbos.
Yeah. Oh, so they don't bring down the Svart to Malayev. They didn't bring that down. My colleagues did it to Malayev by Prokof Nefesh. Don't know. They don't say the Svart. They said you have right to Machman. They didn't say why. I said the Svart. So I don't know. But again, if you want to be Machman Shabbat, Chul Alokha, Sisho Shtos, Yom Kippur, you should be Machmer, Matamor, you should be Machmer. But hold assume there are Marmakamis, the person has the right to be Machmer. A person, does he have a right to Mechal Shabbos for an Uber? For a fetus, can Mechal Shabbos for it or not? So, by an Uber, there is no Vachai Ben. Why? It's not alive yet. There is no Vachai Ben. However, the topic is there Veshomer B'nai Yisrael Esher Shabbos? Maisa, if you Mechal Shabbos for the fetus now, later on, they'll be able to be Shomer Kama Shabbosis. So the Rishonim, the Ramban, and Teres Odom, and the Ran, they bring down the Machlokes, Rishonim, we have a right to Mechal Shabbos for an Uber. What's the Svar to Mechal Shabbos? Says the Ramban in Iran, V'shem u'bnei Yisrael Esher Shabbos. You Mechal Shabbos now for the Uber, and for the future will be Shem Shabbos. You have to know, if there's a Sakona for the Uber, usually it's a Sakona for the mother. You always have a right to Mechal Shabbos for the Uber. Why? It's the mother. If the Uber is a Mokum Sakona, the mother is also always for Mokum Sakona. So you always have a right to Mechal Shabbos for the Uber when? It's the mother. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, let's say you have no right to Mechal Shabbos for the mother, the marshal. She is an apikoris, and the kids are yid. The obas are yid, but the maestro, she is an apikoris. But the mother... What? Yeah. Right, so the chayvim, we'll get to why you don't have to. Yeah, the Pesachim say, you have no right to Mechal Shabbos for a person not because the Nafkamina is going to be for the Uber, you have a right to Mechal Shabbos for the Uber or not. So again, the Svar is, do you say V'shem B'nai Yisrael on the Uber or not? Halacha, the Pesachim say, you have a right to Marit, the Shuvah, the Simon Tzadik Zion says, yes, why? Sovuk Nefashis Lachal, the same cloud by the Pekuf Nefesh, you'll be Mekel. And that's how the Pesachim pass them, Shemir Shabbat Kolchotzer Perek Lam Beis, V'liyashiv and Shuvah, and Chelik Aleph and Simim Aleph, Tzitzeliezer, and then Matak away in the Torah, Tafir, Shindayim, that person has a right to Mechal Nefesh for an Uber. But the Shabbat is, Maisa, why can Mechal Shabbos for the mother? So, the Mekor that you have a right to Mechal Shabbos for yourself is V'chai Behem. V'chai Behem V'lo Shiyobos Behem. Where is the Mekor that I have to Mechal Shabbos for you? Where is that Mekor? So there, Meshavuot, Tzivkan Vav, example from the Pasuk, V'yisama Adamer Echol. The reason why you can Mechal Shabbos somebody else, you should not stand on your friend's blood. Therefore, let's say, take a person, the marshal a guy. A guy, is he nichol in the pocket of a chai behem?
It means
the son of the Ruchmos, because Mishamra
also
learned the Ruchmos from Mishamra, also learned the Mishamra. Mishamra
is a reason for me to
mahal
for you.
Oh, that case, Mishamra is so. You can celebrate. You want to eat Mishamra for it, just have Mishamra. You can celebrate. But the Maaseh Goy is a Goy Nichol. Did a Goy have upon himself a din of a Chai Behem? The Gemara Bava Kama and the Apla Meches from Lalov. The Gemara says a Goy is basic in Torah. He's Kikoyin Gadol. Mamsh Kikoyin Gadol. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Quotes a Pasuk. Asher Yaseh Oysom. Asher Yaseh Oysom Odom V'Chai Behem. Person does it V'Chai Behem. Says the Gemara, why say Ha Odom? Don't say Koyin Levi Yisrael. Ha Odom means even a Goy is basic in Torah. He's a Kikoyin Gadol. Says on a Goy Ha Odom V'Chai Behem. That means you have a Gemara. The court of Goy is Nichol Apostle of V'chai Behem. The Medrash gather in Pashas Nosoi and Pashas Gimel. It brings down the same exact Gemara down. However, it says it dropped differently. How do you know a Goy that's Misgar is Mamish like a coin, is Mamish like a coin Gadol? And brings down a Pasuk of V'chai Behem. So the Medrash said this Gemara is going Daka by a Goy, which is Misgar. However, you look at the Rishonim on the Flamachet from an Alp of a Kamel. It's talking about a Goy Mamish. That's the Pashas. The V'chai Behem does apply to a Goy. Even though there's a Tosis in Sanhedrin, and that I endowed on my base, Tosis says there is no V'chai Behem by a Goy. The Maftech, Baba Kama, sends you to my Makramis to speak about this Kasha. Well, the Maestro is a V'chai Behem on a Goy. That means he has a right to any Averit to save his own life. Do you have a Chiv to go save him on Shabbos? It says, Al Biashim and Chuvah, and Chelek Gimel, and Simon Samachtes. True, he might have a V'chai Behem. But why can't Michal Shabbat for him? They say Adam Re'echo. A goy is not Re'echo. The Rambam in Ritzach, Pardal, Lokin Allah says, a goy is not Re'echo. Therefore, they say Adam Re'echo, but you to Michal Shabbat for him, that's also. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Chinchov test, in Sekon test, says, you want Michal Shabbat for Apikoris? That's also. The say Adam Re'echo does not apply to Apikoris. A normal that Elvon Machlokes we showing him if Nichol in my Sama Dam Reecho the Mishavu is Machmur says you are Machal Shabbos at any normal that Elvon why is Nichol in Reecho and what's Nichol Reecho you have a Chiv Machal Shabbos from him there's a Chiv on him also however a normal Apikoris is not like Sama Dam Reecho you have no right to Machal Shabbos for him therefore not Mina by over is when the mother is not Apikoris you cannot be Machal Shabbos for the mother however the child is Yid they have done Machal Shabbos not Machlokes we showing him and Lacha we are going to be Michael. There's another halacha in Mekoch Nefesh on Shabbos.
Is on Shabbos just let everybody die?
Yeah. Unless Mok Mevo.
Oh, Eber then will...
Mok Mevo, Meshavur got his Machmer.
The Machmer is Mechal Shabbos.
For Eber, yeah. Push halacha.
Why, it's Mekoch Nefesh.
Yeah, Eber is Nechel again. That's Shchash Shroch, Nechel and Mekoch Nefesh.
So if you have a Goy, you can't
make Mekoch Nefesh. A Goy, you cannot, if it's not Mok Mevo. Because they can have tiny to you, that's why I tell us, right, do whatever they want on Shabbos, it's Mok Mevo. If you write Michal Shabbos. There's a passion in the Samadam Re'echo. I'm going to speak really good on Nechlam Re'echo. No, they go, no, if you look at the Ezer and the Re'echo, they look because there's no extra word to Re'echo to mind. But like Samadam Re'echo, I'm going to speak really that word to Re'echo is extra to mind. Again, as Michal Shabbos for an Eber, the Mishavur and Simon Shalman and Tekon Hei, he said, Manah said, there is no Eber, you have no right to Michal Shabbos. And when Moshe writes, he's lost in the Pelel of Chavetz Chaim, there's no Eber, there's Manah there, especially when Chavetz Chaim wrote it. You know, in the times of Mamish pogroms and in World War I, Mamish, times of Eber, said, the body of the right to Michal Shabbos, he said, even with Manah there, Shmir Shabbos, he said, also Pelel of Chavetz Chaim, the other person has the right, is Manah there, to save a Yid, to save a guy, out of Eber. Now, when a person is going to be Michal Shabbos, what can you do for him? So avada things that negate the kroch nefesh, avada yavrei to Michal Shabbos, side the avon, side the rises. But let's say things that stamp not negate to his kroch nefesh. So lashon of the mechaber in Sifdalad is, oisim loy kol shukidum las loy b'chol. What can do for him? Everything. Whatever the dechnu b'chol can do for him on Shabbos. Side the avon, side the rises, whatever you want. How? Any case, whether it's negate to his refuah, not negate to his refuah. Lashon the Be'alocha, and he says, if anything toivi yachloi, anything that's good and helpful to him, anything that he likes, he can do for him on Shabbos. He wants his bed to be picked up nicely with a button machine, go push the button. What's the problem? You can do any malacha once a person is nichol, they get a v'choyle, sheesh by sakona. Anything is more to him. I know, but once he's a matzboch nefesh, everything is more to him. Chiddush, that's not. Oh, we got to why. But this is the Chiddush of the Mechaber. What? Yeah, it might be a drop different. We'll get to why he lets a drop different. But anyone body your letters, you let us see what's different offer. Anything toiv yofaloi. Anything that's good and nice to him. Aisim like kol shugim las loy b'chol. So Mechaber, the Amor does not argue, it's coming from a Magi Mishnah. I don't know. Ma'is the Mishabura and the Be'alokha is Marat and he has Taina against it and says, Kamu Rishonim disagree. And what's the Taina? Echlami, you cannot do Kolmash, anything that's Toy B'Yavla, you cannot do except by the Rabbanans. He's making all the Rabbanans. That's how the Mishabura goes. That Mahalach seems to be that way in the Shulchan or Harav and Sif Dalad and the Urcha Shulchan also and Sif Chav Dalad, they can only do Lachas Rabbanan. There is another mahalach, the Shmir Shabbos Gilchosoi, I'm not sure where he got it from, but he says, you can do the Rabbanon B'Shinoi. Shmir Shabbos Gilchosoi in Perek Lam Bein, in Sif Chav Gimel, and Sif Chav Dal, and Sif Chav Hei, says, a Chodesh Yishma Zekona, you can do all malachas, B'Shinoi, and the malachas has to be a case of the Rabbanon. You need two things. So if you had the letter, says the same thing. Where they got it from, I'm not sure. Because the Maestro, Mishra Gruon, and Alfred Shulchan says, you can do any malacha to Rabbanon. What? Mechaber, Chod Amor doesn't disagree. And Magen Mishnah, they say it that way. Now, to go back to the Mechaber, the Be'alocha has Kamar Kashas. The Ikkes Kash is, bring some Kamar Makaris, it's Yom Kippur. The Loch is Yom Kippur, a Chodesh Yishpah Sakana, You evaluate if the person needs to eat Yom Kippur or not. If he needs to eat, you give him to eat. If not, you don't give him to eat. What it means is, Koch Nefesh. And if he gets rubble, go do for him. Different beings from Kamer Shedim, they have no right from Yom Kippur, you have no right to all the rights on Shabbos. So it's Talmud, B'chol Mavassiman, and Kovitz Oris, and Simon Yudches, and Oisei, brings down the Chavitz Chaim and wants the Mechalik. What's saying there's a difference? Yom Kippur and Shabbos, there's a Chakir with Oyom Kleris. Is Shabbos a case of Hutcho, or Shabbos a case of Tchuyo by B'koch Nefesh? Is it Hutcho or Tchuyo? Two different things. What? Oh, B'koch Nefesh. All case of B'koch Nefesh. Is it Hutcho or the case of Tchuyo? Says the Bachanan, that's different between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shabbos is Hutcho. Once one thing is Mutter, everything is Mutter, you're B'koch Nefesh, Shabbos is not in the guarantee to you. Hutcho. Mash Enkin, Yom Kippur is the case of Tchuyo. A person, Eich Nami, he can fast, make him fast. If he can't fast, he can eat. It's Chuyo, Mash Enkin, Shabbos is Hutcho.
There's only Hutcho for less B'koch Nefesh.
The Shabbos is Hutcho to you.
Why should
we Hutcho that Hutcho not B'koch Nefesh? Anything in Gate, the Chuyo, the Toy B'Yachlo, is Nechlo Nege Chiddush, I can have a mask him, but that's Pshat, Mechaba, where he's coming from.
Right now, you're going.
If he can fast or not.
If he needs Shurim, it's a Machloikis.
What? If he needs Shurim, it's a Machloikis. Right, Be'ikin, the Shulchan says, yeah, the Biskuy, all the same, not. Pshat, the Rambam. But the Chavadas and Chil Dalad, the Vali Yosef and Simon Lamed, he's Marach over 10 pages with Marmakoimis, the Makias, and the Rayas. The Eich Lamed, the Eich is like Mechaber, and the end of Ein Lahach Meklal. Halacha is, you want him from Chodesh Yishba Zakona on Shabbos, you should go like Mechaber, and Eich Lamed, Ein Lahach Meklal, and do any Malacha you want. So come down, we have three different treatises. Again, we have Mechaber, the Amor, the Chavadas goes this way, Ein Lahach Meklal, can do any Rabbon and the Raisa. That means, by let's say, a Chodesh wants to be propped up on the bed, you want to push the button. Where the electricity is Jabon, do I say we don't care? Go push the button. According to Mishnah Berurah, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, where the electricity is Jabon, then he can push the button. According to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasai, if the electricity is Jabon and do a Peshida, then he can push the button. That would be the three different Shitas.
It's only if it's
Mutar, what you're saying. If Tayyubi Afalai. Lashon Nabi Alafa, Lashon Mechaber, Eastern like Kosher, Gim Lassus Bechal, anything that's wrong, you can do for him. Now, is Shabbos a case of B'koch Nefesh, a case of Hutcho or Tchuyo? So, Avad Yosef on the Taino, the Ikka among the Paiskim is Hutcho. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is Lashitasai. The Mishnah Berurah is the God and Lamates. He brings down this Machloikis, if Shabbos is Tchuyo or Hutcho. He brings down the Maram Rutenberg and says, Echnami is Hutcho. However, he says the Paiskim, and he quotes the Ran and the Ramban, the Ran and the Rashba and the Rambam, that whole Echnami Shabbos is Tchuyo. Therefore, he's Machmer, therefore, Echnami cannot be Megal on Malachas of the Raiso. He got a tenet that the Rambam Shita is Shabbos and Tchuyo, Vadi Sev is Marach. Other way, the Rambam Shita is a case of Hutcho. Fine, so therefore, that is this Machloikis. Instead of download, the person that can do Tayyum Yachloi is telling this Machloikis, Shabbos, Hutcho, Tchuyo, and Mishabul Chur holds Tchuyo, Lishitasai. Now, when a person Mechal Shabbos, Vein Agera is how to Mechal Shabbos. Let's say you have an option, you have a Goy in front of you and you have Yisrael. Matam Kof Nefesh. She used the Yisrael or used the Goy. Taina the Goy. Why Goy is a mere Akam is a Shvus, the Rabbana. Or used the Yisrael. Says the Mechaber in Sif Yud Beis. Kemashachal alim Shabbos al Choyla, Sheish Beis Takono, Mishtadlo Lishloi Lassus al Dei Ene Yehuti, Ukotin Lanoshim, Ela al Dei Yisrael, Gdolim Ubnei Das. You should not do it through a Goy, Ukotin Lanoshim, you should do it through Yisrael, Gdolim Ubnei Das. Says the Mechaber, who should do it? Daf Goy Goy. Dafka Yisrael and not the Goy. What's the reason for it? The Rosh says, because if now you don't use the Goy, next time someone's going to try to go look for a Goy. Go try to look for a Goy, it'll be precious minutes, time, seconds on the Yiddish and the Shema. Maybe something will happen, and you should not go look for a Goy next time. Echlami, right now you should use Yisrael over a Goy. Well, second reason the Taz brings down is because a Yid is more zor, a Yid is more careful, he does things quicker. For Raya, you go call an ambulance, you go call Atzalo, who gets it quicker? Atzalo comes in 2 minutes, and they get there 2 hours later. You see ambulances running around, they're chasing each other. For the Maestro, Atzalo, there's no risk, the ambulances aren't. Then we have two reasons why you should use a Yid over a Goy. This is how the Mechaba Paskins, the Taz goes in its Mahala, Shulchan Aruch Rav passing this way, the Shmir Shabbos Kulchosei also, Taisa Shabbos, Aruch HaShulchan, they all say the Echnami of choice, Yid or Goy, always use Yisrael.
What about
Tzayim
and Yid?
It's something else. Then Echlam basically says, use Yid.
That's inside his territory.
Right. Oh, so the guy in Nasha Klein in the back of Piskei Tshuva is his letter. He wants to find that even Zohar applies to Hinnish Shemitai Mitzvahs. He wants to find the same Svar. However, there's a Ramah, there are more Tainas.
Yeah, but copy this lady, she's a Goy, so over her.
That, yeah, Lachur, yeah. Depends what reason you go with. The Ramah Tainas, however, if it's Shaykh to do Alida and Yehudi, B'loi Icher Klal, won't take any time at all, Echnam Yishdu through a Goy. So the Ramah says, no, you have a choice, a Yid or a Goy, use a Goy. The Lashon Ramah is, V'chein Noigim, this is the minute. The Taz writes, it's not Minig Vatikin, it's not an old Minig, and rather you go use a Yisrael. However, the Ramah says, you should use a Goy, and he writes, V'chein Noigim. The Mishnah Berurah goes to this Malach. The Mishnah Berurah Sekon Mamakes Sekon Tamach Beis and Simon Reish Einicha Sekon Beis. And Chanami the Mishnah Berurah passing the Chur like the Ramah Cholbach Lechatchila that a person had a choice to use Yisrael or Goy. If she uses a Goy, went below Icher Klal. That means getting an ambulance. Don't. That is Icher. They take the time. Avada get out solo. However, when it's no Icher Klal, the Goy is running from you. And Chanami the Mishnah Berurah goes to the Ramah that you should use a Goy. It comes out with Machlokes Apoliskim. Now, when Yisrael does do it, it's a choice of doing a malacha. He's doing a malacha, the raisa, he can do it with the shinoi or without a shinoi. With the shinoi, he'll make it into a rabbana. And without a shinoi, it'll be a raisa. So the person have a right to a malacha without a shinoi. So if you learn the machaba is going with kotcho, the chur is machaba holds, even without a shinoi. That's the pasha's task of machaba, that person can do malacha, the raisa, from koch, nefesh, even without a shinoi. And that's how Chacham Abatzin Shol or the Tzim Paskin in Chelik Beis in Perek Lam Avov the Chadchila of person can do a Malacha on Shabbos but lo yishinu for Koch Nefesh. However, it comes along the Ramah and again in the Sif Yud Beis and says that the Im Efshel Lasos b'lo yidichoy u'b'lo yichoy al day shinoy ois al day shinoy. If you can do it without waiting any time, any amount of time, and you can do it with a shinoy, do it with a shinoy. Why? Do the might as much as you can in Chilul Shabbos. That's how the Yashiv and Kovitz and Chuvas, the Chalapes, the Mechavah Paskins, the Shmir Shabbul Chosai, they have a choice to do with a Shinoi, without a Shinoi, and Echnami, a person should do it with a Shinoi, making the case of Dirabonon.
I mean,
what?
I mean,
Kenzai.
Why
are they Shinoi?
No.
Why not the Mirich and the Chuyah? Could be then Apiswa, yeah. Could be that means Mechabal Shtosai. Yeah, good. However, there's one case, everyone agrees you should do Adesh. You know, Ayolatas, a person gives birth on Shabbos. So the Mechaber in Simon Shemamin and Sif Alam says, everyone should do it Adesh. You know, why? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. Since giving birth is Derech HaTeva, the nature of things, even one out of 1,000 did not die. Therefore, if you can do Adesh, do Adesh. We can't do it Aladei Shinoi Echnam, we do Malacha Dei Aisa. But if everything means in the case of your letters, you should try to do it Aladei Shinoi. He's going by even without Tobi Yafalai, going in all cases. I mean, similar Tobi Yafalai, so of course you do the Chatkhil of the Shinoi. The oil at sea in his case, I think he believed the Klal. Yeah, any danger. However, there is an Erlatzian in the Chalavayz in Perek Lamavah. If he wants to kind of dock Bashas, you led this Mamish. Is nichol you can do machinely. However, let's say she's in contraction before you let us. Then, before she's actually giving birth, he wants to say mamash nichol that all get the regular gather of koch nefesh, and he can mechal shabbos whatever the gather regular matzah of koch nefesh is. Now, how much when you do a shinoi, how much time can you waste? So the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shinchav Ches in Sifkoton Lamed Hey is you do it ade shinoi. Even if it's misachar dov ma'ach, even though it'll take a little bit amount of time, in echnami you still do a b'shinoi. Even though it'll take some time off, it won't be any amount of time. Even a little bit, do b'shinoi. Shlom Zalman and Tshuva and Minchas Shloimeh and Chelik Aleph Siman Zayin is Gimel. Says, where's your makar? Where do you get that from? Ma'aseh koch nefesh. You do a b'shinoi if you cannot waste time. You waste any time, you cannot do a b'shinoi. Chur the makar of the Mishnah Berurah is the Amor itself. If you read the Amor slowly, he writes that. Maya Shinoi, the MF should last as Beloy Dicho, Beloy Icho, Ade Shino Isa, it says Beloy Icho, that's all the words are. By Goyi says, MF should last Ade, and Yehudi, Beloy Icho, Klau, then you do it through a Goyi. The Mos says, by a Goyi, should get a Goyi not, Beloy Icho, Klau, then get a Goyi. By Dube Shinoi, says, the Lashon Ramah, Beloy Icho, left out the word Klau. This way, even a ichel laat maat a little bit, you still should do a b'shina, even though it's going to take a little bit amount of time. No. What's the meaning to it? There is another shaila in the gate of Kroch Nefesh. Is can you a person aliday schoolis? Meaning, l'moshul. Everyone, please. The law is in Simon Shin Lam and Hey in Yehudea that a person gets sick, you should go to a Rav and ask him to daven for you. Pratna way in Shulchan Aruch can go daven for you. You want to go write a kvittel to your Rebbe, you want to make a phone call to your Rebbe on Shabbos, you're allowed to. Why? It's a full holiday school. That's Be'etzem, it's not the Derech HaTeva, but you believe your Rebbe in daven, you'll get better. There's a Meister in 1836.
What do you believe? It has to be in this
school. You would not believe, but you, but this. Bible. What?
Yeah, there's the Bible again. It's not the case.
Chaim Knievsky. What's the shaila? In the year 1836, Maisha Oyos, a person got very sick, he was a Belzer Chosid, so he wrote al-Dei Goy, a kvittel, sent his rabbi, who was in the town of Brod, which is more than Avetchum, even the Reiso, and the rabbi received the kvittel on Shabbos, said, even though my Chosid did it incorrectly, even though he got psak in his rabbi, I'll damp him and be oike the chil Shabbos to my prayer. That's what happened. The Rav in Brod then was Rav Shlomo Kluger.
Because of
Seder? Yeah.
But, and if
you weren't... Oh, it's a Seder Shalom. They discuss what happened, what does that mean. And the Rav in Brod then was Rav Shlomo Kluger. He found out he shredded Chai V'Kayim. Also Gomer, he got up and said, this person, he can't be a dying anymore, and the person has to get up. The Rav passed this way in his other town, he has to get up and say for Hesi, and if not, what I did was incorrect, I passed the room, and he has said for Hesi, and if not for Shlomo Kluger, I want to find out his name, who he is, I'm going to be right with him, and make sure everyone knows he can have a paskin again.
And the
Belgium said what I did was incorrect.
Yeah, but he said it
was incorrect. No, fine, that's a shubai. But Maisa, writing it on Shabbos, he said to some Kluger, you have no right to write on Shabbos. You can do a Sa'is de Reisa, Sa'is de Rabbanon, I de Skula, also to Mechal Shabbos, but schools on Shabbos. And Imam Bashi's Kama, letters and Truvas about it, has also Mechal Shabbos for schools. The Marshal to write a command on Shabbos is a school like Mechal Shabbos for him. This way, he brings it down by Esther Mishlam Kluger from the Rambam, Pirish Mishnayas, and Yumo, and Dr. Yumo Ma'al. Two reasons why to be maple. One is time does a person have a chiyuv to mechal Shabbos to stam a person have a chiyuv during the week to use segula to wrap himself homeopathic remedies or things that no one really knows if it works or not or schools that people think it works. The person have a chiyuv during the week on shmatim or even after seichem to use these segulas during the week. So the Be'er Yitzchok, the Kovni Rav and Shuvah, and Simit HaZayin, said, Echanami, during the week, you have a mitzvah and a chiyuv to go use any segula to wrap yourself. Now, yeah, he said to you, Paltim, Shmatim, Nafshu Seichem.
Yeah, but doesn't
mean Namachit
to do everything. You have to
go
to India to find some guy.
Namachit? Yeah. He said, yeah. And in the Tshuva, the Advas sounds that, Echon, I'm looking at Advas, sounds that way.
Did the get there? Don't worry, you know what I'm saying?
Well, whatever the getter is, maybe the getter is to go also. A Kameo, right? A guy's more for you. I don't, let they say.
I'm just not going to ask you the Rebbe.
The Rebbe's running in front of you, he's ready to give you a bracha. I don't want it. So my said the first one time the Beis Yitzchak says you have to do any skula for Kof Nevesh. But before the Mechaber, Siftal, Mechaber says, what? Oisim loy kol shugim lasis b'chol. You do everything for him, whatever you do during the week, do for him on Shabbos also. Therefore the Tzemach Tzedek and Tshuvan are Chaim Tzimla Meches, quotes this Mechaber and says, in Chanami, you wrap a person with also skulas. Why should not be Murapim? Mai says, everything that's wrong during the week, that's what you do during the week. If you're like a Mechaber, fine, you don't have to get up, try to have a kind of get the person. It's Mechaber, it's Ramah, what do you want? Mai says, There are Kama Rishonim who hold this way. The Rashi and Tshuva in Chelek Dalet in Sefer Reish Mem Hei quotes a Ra'ah. That person can write a Kamei on Shabbos. Kamei is in Segula, and the Rashi goes that way also. The Kama Rishonim who hold the person can be Merapa person Ayidei Segula, and the Kama Pleshim hold this way also. Just to quote Lashon the Kolboy in Avelis in Omid 18, his Lashon is Pela al Pliyosoi. And Shlomo Kluger says the Pela on this Pliyah. The Maisa Shloy Rosh he Pluk Yishona Ben Gavu Shainim. It's Machlokes to Shainim. The Ruben is Kimul Mahater. Roy Pishem Mahol. You have a right to Machal Shabbos for in Segula. So you have Shlomo Kluger. You Shai Chai Bekayim. You want to be right of this person. Maisa Roy Pishainim. You have Amish. The Ramban. The Rashba. There's the Rebbeinu Peretz. The Ra'ah. The Ramah. They all say Chlami. You have a right to Machal Shabbos for Segula. And you're being right of a person. Waving them whole in clean water. And if with the Arkham place, may Chalami hold this man as there, you have a right to Chal Shabbos, even for the school. You can go travel to Bnei Brak Yisru Chayim for Brakham Shabbos. Any person, any person. Anyone. Anyone.
So what did this person have to do about
eating tomatoes? No, it would be an option. About to try to make the hill.
That's
the Zion. I don't know who went there. It was written by a guy. I don't know who went there. There is a case of the Kulam where you have a right to Machal Shabbos by Segula. The law is in Sinchim, Laman, and Sif'alef by Yeledes, that you can put on the viper in the room, even when she's assuming she's blind. Why? Let's assume it to calm her down. She knows other people have light in the room. It'll make her feel better that the people who can see things. It helps her, makes her feel better. That means you have a right, let's assume it for a kuf nefesh of a person. Therefore, let's say a person has a juke in the head, you have to go to the mevo. Dafkin. But Chil Shabbos, and Shlom Kul, and Shai Chai Bekayim. However, the Kuli Alma, if you're doing it to calm it down, the Yasuvei Daita, the Kuli Alma, even Shlom Kul, will be masked, you have a right to go to Chil Shabbos, and Yasuvei Daita.
Are you
sure? Am I sure? That's the Rashi and Tshuva, Chil Dal Tum, he says, the Rabban, Elof Tov Tov, Tov 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 Tov.
They say the Yasuvei Daita?
I'm sorry?
No, but like something like Shami Tarif Daita, Shash Rav, like,
here it's a shuvit aiti. The replication comes and down. You have a right to go. You can tell her if I'm telling you're nevachol. Fine, but we have right to even nevachol. The Torah
defines nevachol.
Right. This also she needs a kid. She needs it. She bothers her. It stirs her.
So you can trick her.
Oh, so the problem is usually they can sense it. You can sense it when you're right. So your friend sense it, but usually the girl will sense it. The person will sense it. Let's ask the opinion of the Sakana by Matan Bukov Nefesh. About what? Segula? There are poison, which side do you want? If you want, I'll show you the list of 7 Rishonim and 20 poison Muhammadah, and I'll give you a list of the poison we'll ask if you want.
The Subidation that works for is not only.
That's the Kuli Alpha. Subidation means. Ah. Kibbutz, it doesn't work? I'm not sure. This next category is the Kohen Saver. After the Kohen Nefesh, Kohen Saver. What's the law of the Kohen Saver? The Mechaber and Sifri Zayin, being down the four different Shitas, the first three Shitas all hold the same thing, that the Yisrael can do any Melacha Derabbanon, and a God can do any Melacha Deraisam. Now what does it mean, Melacha Derabbanon Yisrael can do? That means, it says Shmir Shamm Kuchasa, any Melacha Shein Shifl Gubay by Deraisam. Or any shinoi by a deraisa, by a seconds aver, Yisrael can do. It's mutter, no problem. He does not even have to look for goyim for shmir shabbos. As long as the Yisrael there can be done, the rabbanon tzai al shinoi tzai mutter to rufoi. Any malacha rabbanon, a person can do it on shabbos. That means just take some cases. Person, let's say his arm got dislocated, his finger got dislocated. Can you put it back on shabbos? The law is the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot in the Kuf Memhei says. Arm out of a sock is a case of Rabbanon. A case of Rabbanon. If it's in the case of the Sekonis Avery, you have to put it back right away. And Chanami, you have a right to put it back on Shabbat in Israel. No problem. Who then? That's the Aruch
HaShulchan. The Sekonis Avery is also the loss of the function of it? It's not
the function. What's the function?
Well, it is done. You're putting it back now.
It's the Rabbanon of what looks like a bunny here. You're putting it back. The Rabbanon. Chanami Yisrael can do it. No problem. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. That's if Mem says, Meshach Kuchasa, anything dislocated can put back. Well, let's say your finger got cut off, your arm got cut off, and you stitch it back on. Then you get involved with the rites of Tfirah, of Kosher, of Boino. Then you have the person saying, you get a guy can do any malacha deraisa. Tell the guy to go stitch it back up. Wenn Shlom Zalman, im Cheshlom, in der Chalpei, Sibyl Amadal, or Islam involved, says, not only can you stitch it up, stop, but you can do it, make sure it's nice, and yoifi, and you can even do stitches also for yoifi. No problem. You can do it night, do whatever you want.
And what's he doing? But if there's no
Zakhan Zevi,
you can't do
stitches. So got it for Yoifi, Shlom Zalman says you can even get a going to do it for Yoifi.
I ain't sure that
you're not the most going to say in that case, yes. It's a chiddush, erech lami. The art place game is a shach, and your day in the Kuf and Zayin wants to say that a Skonis Eva can even do a mlocha de Raisa, that's the Sheva Levi, wants to pass it. However, again, you look at Simchin Chav Ches of Yedzayin, there are four sheetahs there, and none of them say that the Yisov can do a mlocha de Raisa. For the place game goal, the Yisov can only do a mlocha de Rabbanim. But be right, they always have Goyim around to you, and the Goyim can do any mlocha de Raisa for you, usually it's not a problem. Skumel that was mentioned just quickly in the halacha, again by Bekoch Nefesh, a person can do anything and everything for Bekoch Nefesh, even if the matzah was suffered, or suffered rachav, you have a choice to use it Yisrael or Goy, it's machlok is a poiskim, which one is better to use. If you do it Alidei Shinoi, the Ramah says you should try to do it Alidei Shinoi. The lachah of an Eber is Yisrael should do the malachah by the Rabbanon, and a Goy should do it by the lachah of the Raisal. But a person should see from this Indian of how much the Torah is being careful about every person's his guf, by Bekoch Nefesh, is a Cheshivas HaChayim, how important life is. Kol rega v'rega, every second, every moment, the Torah is rachum ches v'shalom ba'olam, and every moment, every second, life is precious. Something that we should learn to take our time, appreciate our time, and use our time correctly for doing the Torah mitzvahs, because time is the mighty and precious. As they say, youth is wasted on the young. We should take, everyone should spend the time, and that way to use it correctly. That none of us need to be serving on Pani's halachas at all, or before, except for your letters.